WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More than 100,000 people remain under evacuation orders in Southern California. It's because of the wildfires, blamed for at least 16 deaths. They are still burning, and FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells ABC's This Week about her biggest worry.
The biggest concern that I have right now is the fact that we are still in such a dangerous situation. The red flag warnings have been reissued, the winds are coming back, and we still want to make sure that people are in a safe place. And I know that that's hard for so many because they want to get back in. They want to see their home. They want to see if there is anything left.
14 hearings this week on Capitol Hill for President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees. They begin Tuesday. The president-elect's warned Hamas to release all hostages before he takes office next Monday. And Israeli sources are expressing cautious optimism that a ceasefire may be within reach. Talks are ongoing. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, and flurries and light snow today. Accumulations will be well under an inch. Our winds turning to the northwest and some gusts up around 25 miles per hour. That will drive our temperatures downward into the lower 20s by the end of the day. Mostly cloudy, near zero overnight. It's 30 at our studios.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The beginning of the year means a new session for the Wisconsin State Legislature. Members of the State Senate and State Assembly were sworn into office on Monday, January 6th. There are a lot of new faces in that group, with 6 new members in the State Senate and 31 new representatives in the State Assembly. While Republicans will remain in the majority, that majority is now the smallest it has been in more than a decade. The days of the GOP's supermajority are over. After last year's elections under new, fairer maps, we'll see if those smaller majorities lead to more compromise in a legislature that's been dominated by the right for nearly 15 years. Just a handful of seats make the difference now between a Republican and Democratic majority, and there are many more opportunities now to bring accountability to legislators, especially those in competitive districts. And in a healthy democracy, that's the way things should be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we will look back on the weekend news happenings and also review the Packers game and what lies ahead, if anything. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Whatever happened to Christmas? It's gone and left no traces. Whatever happened to the faces all aglow? Whatever happened to Christmas? Christmas way of living. Whatever happened to the giving, the magic in the snow? Remember the sights and the smells and the sounds, and remember the cheery happened to it all. Whatever happened to Christmas? The bells in the streets are ringing. Whatever happened to the singing, the songs we used to know? Whatever happened to Christmas? When it disappeared from view, where was I? And whatever happened to
once again, here's Gordon Jenkins.
Where have you gone?
I thought you cared about me. Can't believe we're parted. Where are you? When we said goodbye, love, what had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all in vain? All life through, must I go on pretending? Said goodbye, love. What had we to gain? When I gave you my love, was it all?
Harold Adamson, Jimmy McHugh wrote that. And the next voice you hear, Carol Burnett.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Edie Gourmet! Can it be that it was all so chance to do it all again. Would we? Could we? Memories may be beautiful and what's too painful to remember?
Music of the Stars. One of my favorite tunes by Hugo Winterhalter. Sammy Gallup wrote this.
Count every star in the midnight sky. Count every rose, every firefly. For that's how many times I miss you. Heaven knows I miss you. Count every leaf on a willow tree. Count every wave on a stormy sea. Count every star, and darling, when you do, you'll know the times I have cried.
That's January for you. Seems like the hours pass very slowly. One good piece of news is that the days are lengthening. Not by much, but a few seconds every day, more than a few seconds. There, don't you feel better now?
We are being tested, you know, you and I, individually and collectively. The test isn't going to be all fun or all easy. But if you'll hear me out, I think you'll agree you wouldn't want it any other way. Such a little while ago, we sat around in our councils of men, chewing our fingernails up past the elbow, worrying about the hideous force which man had loosed on the world when he unharnessed the atom. Now, looking back, we can see that the nuclear weapon was a disguised blessing. We're outnumbered by our potential enemies 7-1. War with bayonets, we couldn't win. The big bomb was the equalizer, which cut the limitless hordes of Asia down to our size. This awesome weapon stood between us and slavery. And now we can see that an all-wise Almighty entrusted this hideous instrument to our tiny fraction of the Earth's population first. Not for our destruction, but for our deliverance. Our problems are not new ones. What are our problems? Death, war, and taxes. Well, there's nothing new about the first of these, nor about wars, hot or cold. Wars never end. Cain clobbered Abel with about a 4-pound club, and men have been fighting ever since. The only difference being that with each succeeding generation, the foot-pounds of destructive energy which one man can deliver increased through the development of the crossbow, the catapult, gunpowder, and the automatic weapons, and the cannon, the airplane, the bomb, the blockbuster. For thousands of years, the line on the chart measuring the foot-pounds of destructive energy which one man can wield goes up in a slow, steady incline until August 1945. And suddenly the line on the graph shoots for the stratosphere, for then there'd been thrust into the hands of man a weapon 400 million times more lethal than anything ever before. This has changed the complexion of war, but wars never end. In the 3,500 years of recorded history, fewer than 8% of those years have been warless ones, and even in this 8% of the time between the wars, which we have come to call Cold Wars, went on. Nor is there anything new about these. Quintus Fabius Maximus, the Roman general, was the original Cold War kid, I guess you could say. The Romans nicknamed him the Cunctator, meaning one who delays. He marched and countermarched. He turned the battlefield into a parade ground, but he wouldn't fight. Hannibal's getting ulcers, but he isn't getting shot. And they say one day old Fabius met the Carthaginians on the field of battle, and he said dramatically, "Well, what will it be, war or peace?" And they said, but that time they were so bushed, chasing him around, didn't make much difference one way or the other. So he said, "Then let it be war." And with a dramatic flourish, he flung his toga to the ground and ran as fast as he could in the opposite direction. Now, there's nothing new about wars, hot or cold. cold wars are waged by the forces of espionage and counter-espionage. And history demonstrates that who wins this war between the wars generally determines who gets the drop on whom when somebody blows the whistle on a shooting match. Now, however, with the major world powers armed with weapons of annihilation, it is possible that for the first time in history, the cold war between the wars may be perpetuated. You see, when you and I were boys, we used to resolve our differences as boys with our fists. And generally, you or I would come home with a black eye or a bloody nose, but the difference was resolved. We don't do it that way anymore. Nowadays, though we try to pretend to our wives that we have some nobler motive, the fact of the matter is that the only reason we don't fight with our fists anymore is that we are so increased in size and physical prowess, we've become so strong in the arms and so soft in the tummy, that if we were to wage combat, somebody might get badly hurt. Maybe somebody might get killed. It just wouldn't be worth it. So now we resolve our differences by more moderate means. Americans, it's the judgment of most thinking men that the great nation states of the world have now approached such a position of physical strength, physical prowess, that none will dare to attack the other. If the initiation of the armed conflict is in itself a suicidal act, then a military standoff might conceivably be perpetuated and doomsday postponed indefinitely. This, however, presupposes that we're going to keep us strong. That's us, spelled U.S. Strong in our arms and in our hearts. Now then, what makes a nation strong? Taxes? There's nothing new about those either. The first income tax was paid by Abraham. It was written on a rock by the hand of divinity and handed to Moses at the top of Mount Sinai. And you might want to remember this. It was at the flat rate of 10%. It promised the wrath of God on anybody who tampered with or violated that law. Christ was born in Bethlehem because Joseph was on his way to pay his taxes. Joseph was a relatively well-to-do landowner of the house and lineage of David. Yet the taxes exacted by Caesar Augustus were so exorbitant that he didn't have enough money left over to employ a trusted messenger for the mission, so though his wife was great with child, he made the journey himself.
Danger lurks all about us. Now here's a story of an ordinary man.
I've been working on the railroad.
Who fell victim to a governmental structure that he loved but never understood. Listen well, this could have been you.
Come all you taxpayers and listen to me well. I've a story that's very sad to tell.
Tragic.
About a victim of the system of legislative acts. They say Charlie cheated on his income tax. Now Charlie's been a good man most all of his life. He never even cheated on his wife.
Oh no?
A pillar of society, a credit to his folks. And he died before he tell a dirty joke.
Charlie, Charlie, what did you do? 2019 men coming after you. You must be guilty of an awful crime if you're worth so much civil service time.
Well, the trouble really started when he bought an old guitar. Learned to play it like his favorite record star,
Don Bowman.
And when he made $20 on an amateur show, he declared it so his Uncle Sam would know. But the form that he used was a 1020 sheet. After 5 o'clock, that form is obsolete. And between the hours of 10 and 12, you use a W-2. But on the holidays, you file an LOQ.
Charlie, Charlie walks through the town. Handcuffs on and his head hanging down. Disgraced and dishonored while friends turn their backs. Thinking Charlie cheated on his income tax.
The judge at the trial said, I understand your plight. This time I'm going to make the sentence light.
Bless you, Judge.
Well, Charlie stood and faced the bench and shed a graceful tear as they let him off with only 90 years.
Charlie, Charlie, victim of our time. Never even understood the nature of his crime. A lesson to us all that we never can relax. Lest they call us in for cheating on our income tax.
I've been
Homer and Jethro right there. Here's Irving Berlin.
I said to my Uncle Sam, old man taxes, here I am, and he was glad to see me. Mr. Small Fry, yes indeed, lower brackets, that's my speed, but he was glad to see me. I paid my income tax today. I never felt so proud before to be right there with the millions more who pay their income tax today. I'm squared up with the USA. You see those bombers in the sky? Rockefeller helped to build them, so did I. I paid my income tax today. I paid my income tax today. 1,000 planes to bomb Berlin, they'll all be paid for and I chipped in. That certainly makes me feel okay. 10,000 more and that ain't hay. We must pay for this war somehow. Uncle Sam was worried, but he isn't now. I paid my income tax today.
It's only money, it's only gold, but you can't get enough of the wonderful stuff that you jingle or fold. It's only money, it fluctuates, but there's this thing about it, the poor schnook without it, the girls don't give dates.
I love the artwork. The Treasury sure does smart work.
The nicest people we know are the people who get their faces on dough. It's only money, it's only dough, and the people who crave it, who worship and save it, all come to know. You can't take it with you when you go.
If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it get more of it. The less they need it, the more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. If you got it, you don't need it. If you need it, you don't got it. You don't get it, shame on you. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Them that have it get more of it. The less they need it, the more they love it. And it sticks to them like glue. Funny, funny, funny what money can do. Ask the rich man, he'll confess, money can't buy happiness. Ask the poor man, he don't doubt, but he'd rather be miserable with than without. If you spend it, please be wiser. If you save it, you're a miser. You don't want it, you're cuckoo. Funny, funny, funny what money can do.
Money, money, we love you. Funny, funny, funny what you can do.
Dino Martino and Liza Minnelli. Music of the Star. Civic Media Radio Network.
Money, 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 money
and you're cold and you're stone and you freeze in the winter and you're crisp in the wind at your face. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, your coat's thin as paper and your look 30 pounds on your weight. When you go to get a word of advice from the fat little pastor, he will tell you to love evermore. But when hunger comes to rap, rat-a-tap at the window, love flies out the door.
Money makes no world go around.
In just a moment, Richard Pryor is our guest tonight, along with Tim Conway, Dr. Lennon Smith.
Oh, there he is. Oh.
Wow.
Super.
Why are we trying to do these things live?
Oh.
You know, we could stop and go like they do on the weekly shows. And
no.
Should do one thing one day. This is more fun.
Break
I've said this before. It is more fun to be backstage during the change.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to tie your tie and button your shirt while you have one leg up? Somebody's trying to put a pair of pants on.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember there was once in Florida, but that was a different thing.
Yes. Yeah.
That involved the local constabulary,
the police. Police were coming, yes.
But one leg up trying to tie your tie, somebody, it is really crazy.
Good practice for this work.
So I want to thank our set designer again, John Schrum.
Great.
He did a wonderful job last night. And Sharon and Charles in the wardrobe department do a magnificent job putting all those costumes together and getting them to fit and getting them on you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Made a very good-looking Superman.
What?
You look very good there.
I've flown in my times.
Well, I know that, but they don't. No, that looked good.
Did you ever think your day would come when Superman would be a big hit again?
Yeah.
I guess it's... I haven't seen the picture yet, but I understand it's a lot of fun.
They say it's sensational.
Don't we have Christopher Reeves coming on the show?
Not yet.
That's right. His uniform is not back in the cleaners, but as soon as they get his cape back, he will.
They claim that the flying sequences are extraordinary.
I'm looking forward to tonight's show for a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
We have two extremely funny gentlemen, and here is one here that breaks me up all the time. He has won an Emmy. He's given television viewers many, many hilarious moments over the years, especially with the Carol Burnett Show. And he's going to have his own special. It's called, and they had a lot of conferences about what to call this, and they came up with the executives with the Tim Conway Show.
Oh.
They were going to call it Hello Tim, but they decided to call it the Tim Conway Show. And it's going to... There's a big conference about this. It's going to air, they say.
Well, that's good.
What?
They made the show. It's good that it's going to air.
It's going to be shown, actually, this coming Monday night, January 15th, at 8 p.m. on another network.
Do you think people go to other shows on another network and talk about shows that are going to be on this network?
Probably.
I hope so.
And they always say on another...
Another network. They mean us then when they say that.
They mean us when they say that. And, of course, you can check your local Chase calendar of events for which network that is. Would you welcome... I'm leaking all over the place here. Mr. Tim Conway. You got to time it just right.
Time it, how's it going? Funny sketch.
Thank you. Do you like that?
Yeah. No, but it was a funny sketch.
Personal opinions notwithstanding.
No. It really was. I didn't know you were doing that actually live.
Yes.
Until I saw you coming running back there in your underwear. That's cute.
Yes.
Good stuff.
I'm cute in my skivvies, aren't I?
Very nice, yes.
You've heard me talking about those changes. You've gone through a lot of those over the years, and it does get hysterical back there.
I was playing Vegas one time, and I was supposed to come out in a different outfit and had 30 seconds to do it in, and there were two girls who were changing me, which was great. And they did the whole thing, and I came out, and I didn't have the shirt on. Just the tie and the whole thing, and I forgot the shirt.
Yeah. Hi!
money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you. Money burns a hole in my pocket. How I wish I had oil wells in Texas to keep me supplied with money while I sit by your side. Every day of the week we would visit the store. All the beautiful things you see would soon be yours. 'Cause money burns a hole in my pocket. So I'm bringing you perfume and candy and roses of red and wishing they were diamonds instead. Kind of visit the store. All the beautiful things you seek would soon be yours. Money burns a hole in my pocket. So I'm bringing you perfume and candy and the roses are red and wishing they were diamonds instead.
On it, show business, that's important.
Yeah, in our lives. And it is your life, isn't it?
Show business is my life, yes.
For the better part.
For the most part of it now, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Yeah.
It's exciting.
It is.
To get paid for the thing you love to do, as they say.
To go out and entertain an audience, to bear yourself
in
front of an audience. Just to get a couple of laughs and make other people smile when you're so miserable.
And take home a few thou a week, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the important thing.
That's the main thing.
Yeah, that's the main thing. A lot of people don't think we're in it for the money, but I am.
I've often heard that.
Yeah.
You've got it just for the
money. Yeah, a lot of people think I want to get to the top. That's not necessarily so. No. Paycheck's the big thing to me. I don't particularly care about ratings or anything. If the paycheck clears,
and many of them in this business haven't the past
that's
few
true,
years.
Yeah.
But neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So how I've not seen you for, well, I guess the last time. You only come here and you got something to plug.
That's right.
See
yeah.
Baby, what I could do with plenty of money.
Hello.
Ready with your call to Hollywood.
Hello. Hello, bye. Well, I had to make the call look like that. I've got any change. I'm in a phone booth.
Are they putting floor shows in them now?
Oh, that's our new star.
He sounds sort of girlish.
Well, he is a girl. I mean, she is a girl.
Oh,
now, Vi, this is business. Our business, remember? Now, you got to set up an audition with Hofer right away.
Hutch wasn't too happy about your walking out on him. I don't know.
Vi, please don't let me down now. I'll be in Hollywood just as soon as you send me the money to get there.
Listen, chum, that last touch just about broke me.
Vi, you're making a gilt-edged investment. This is the answer to a sponsor's prayer. Hofer will snap at her.
Have you?
Well, no, of course I haven't snapped at her. This is business.
Well, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you, in spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to play.
places that you would like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you. Of strife and upheaval, but I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through. You done us wrong. We never see a headline but a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling along. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it. Let's lend it. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling.
Rosie Clooney, the Boswells.
We're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the skies are sunny. Oh man, depression, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline, but a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, we know that we can't pay. Oh, we're in the money. Come on, my honey. Let's spend it, lend it, send it rolling right along. Gone all my blues. Gone all my tears. I've got good news to shout right in your ear. The silver dollar has returned to fold. With silver you can turn your dreams to gold. We got a lot of what takes. Yeah, we got a lot of what it takes to get along. Yeah. Well, a lot of love. Wow. Oh, man, depression is true 'cause you've done us wrong. Yeah. Oh, man, depression is true 'cause you've done us wrong. Yeah. Line in the papers today. When we see the landlord, we don't worry. We know that we can't pay. We're so happy, trouble's gone. Everybody's singing a happy song. Just shout all day long. We're in the money now. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, they're all in the money now.
The Boswell sisters, Martha, Connie, and Vet. Here's Patty, Maxine, and Laverne. The Andrews sisters.
Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. If a woman calls a man honey, and it's on account of his money, honey and money will soon be gone. Take it away, take it away, take it away. I got the one I love. I got the moon and stars above. I got my youth and health. What do I want with wealth? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate myself with it. Take it away, take it away, take it away. La 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 la. La 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 la. Haven't got a cent, but don't worry. Haven't got a job, but no hurry. I would answer if they gave me gold. Take it away, take it away, take it away. Got a loaf of bread and wine, baby, and the right to call you mine, baby. For your money, I don't care a bit. Take it away, take it away, take it away. What am I saying?
Washington soldiers had asked for money. Where would this country be today?
But they did ask.
And where's Washington? No, my friends, no. Money will never make you happy. And happy will never make you money. That might be a wise crack, but I doubt it.
We want money.
I'll make you all a promise. If you'll all stick with me and work hard, we'll forget about money.
And speaking of money, how about the 20 bucks you owe me?
Oh, yeah? Well, I only got 10, so here's 10, and I owe you 10.
Thanks.
Hey, Mo, you owe me 20.
Well, here's 10, and I'll owe you 10.
Uh-uh, you owe me 20.
Here's 10, I owe you 10.
Here's the 10 I owe you.
Here's the 10 I owe you.
Here's the 10 I owe you.
Good, now we're all even.
Too much money.
Huh?
It's not gonna cost all this. Have you got 2 tens for a five? Just so happen to have it. That's it. Now.
That Elizabeth, I like her.
She's a regular scout, that's why. That's a woman that knows her stuff. Now let's see the baggage room. The baggage room is around here somewhere.
Just a minute.
All right, what's wrong?
Just a minute. $15 went south. You gave me a lot of your fast talking.
Now, take it easy.
Have you got 2 pence for five? And me, like I said, I'll give you 2 pence for five over there.
Wait a minute. Are you accusing me of cheating?
No, but you got 2 pence.
Here's your five. Give me back my 2 tens.
Yes, here's 2 tens. Give me a 5.
I say you can.
And I say you can't.
You can.
Now look, you can't spend all the money we made just to buy a new home.
He's right, sis. We gotta save some money for the income tax.
Don't be chumps. Make out your returns in such a way that you don't have to pay income tax.
What did you guys think of that?
Ouch. After all, making out the income tax is nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
When I get through, the income tax collector will get nothing.
Hey, you know what's funny? How people love to jip on their income tax.
That's because it's such a cinch. They never can catch smart guys like us.
No! We'll hornswoggle!
Say, Shem, I need some more deductions. Got any ideas?
Have you any bad debts?
Yeah, I owe Uncle Jake $1,500.
Then deduct it from your income tax.
How can I? I owe him.
Do you expect to pay it?
No.
Then it's a bad debt.
Smart thinking, boy. Smart. Say, Shemp, how much are you going to deduct for dependents?
$4,400.
That's 11 dependents. Who are they?
My ex-wife and 10 bartenders.
Why don't you quit kidding?
Who's kidding?
Why?
Hey, help me with this, will you? How much can I deduct for charity?
Anything. Take $3,000.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah, but you got to put down who got the money.
I got it.
Oh, you'll never get away with that.
Why not? Charity begins at home.
You're a smart imbecile. Yeah.
The stars stand by for news. Yeah, sounded like somebody else there. Oh yeah, that's Paul Harvey. He's on Monday through Friday on WRJN Racine at high noon. High noon.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money. The skies are sunny. Old man depression, you are through, you've done us wrong. We never see a headline about a breadline today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money, come on my honey. Let's spend it, send it, lend it, rolling along.
Fred Astaire will be back after news on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's the music of the stars. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani, and you're the best audience anywhere.
From the center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Firefighters in Southern California say they've made significant progress on the Eaton Fire. That's one of the devastating fires in the region where at least 16 people have died. That fire is now 27% contained, but ABC's Matt Rivers says the danger to Los Angeles is far from over.
While things are relatively calm for the moment, we know that that might not last. These red flag warnings in place until at least Wednesday of this week. The winds expected to pick back up, and when that happens, the threat of fire, of course, also rises.
Governor Gavin Newsom's ordered an investigation into reported water supply problems when the fire broke out. President-elect Donald Trump will be sworn in 8 days. He's warned Hamas to release all hostages by the time he's sworn in. Israeli sources are expressing optimism about ongoing talks in Doha. Officials close to the matter tell ABC News a high-level Israeli delegation is taking part in talks. This is ABC News.